that's an interesting debate, talking about... We're talking about the NFC Championship, AFC Championship, the matchups and everything. I was just watching the highlights from Brock Purdy back when he was with Iowa State against Jalen Hurts when he was with Oklahoma. It was kind of a back-and-forth game for a little bit there. I don't think anybody would have predicted Brock Purdy would be the starting quarterback in the NFC Championship. Is it 8 in a row for him?
Yes.
8 wins in a row? But your debate, you're seeing this all over because you're an Alabama guy, is who claims Jalen Hurts? And you, of course, are saying Alabama.
Yes.
Tanner came in here.
And Jalen also claims Alabama.
Tanner, or does he?
He does.
Tanner came in here storming in and said it's stupid that Alabama would be able to claim him.
Why is it stupid?
They discarded him as the backup.
They did not.
As the backup.
They did not.
They moved him to the backup. Tua took over. Jalen left.
They didn't move him because he was bad. They moved him because Tua was better.
But I said,
and if he was really spurned by that,
yeah,
in the world of transfer portal,
mm-hmm.
he would have left that year. But he stuck it out and played stayed as the backup the entire season. And when Tua got hurt in the SEC championship, who came in and won that game?
Yes, that's awesome for Jalen.
You committed to Alabama.
He graduated. What does he say when he announces the school that he goes to on nationally televised games?
Says Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Channelview High School in Houston, Texas.
There's your answer. Neither of them get him. I love when they say their high schools. It's kind of like when Peyton Manning retired. Is he a Colt or is he a Bronco? He's both. He retired as both.
But Jalen didn't retire as a Sooner.
But he went there.
He was there for a year
He packed a punch. He packed
did he
a
win
punch.
Anything?
I don't know. What did they do that year?
They lost to LSU in the semifinal. That was Joe Burrow year.
But they didn't make the playoffs.
Well, because Alabama didn't.
That's good, though. That's still like he achieved a lot of greatness there.
I'm not denying what he did at Oklahoma. I'm just saying I do not claim that of him.
Well, of course you don't. I mean, it's Alabama.
Jalen's our guy. Sorry,
Who's better? Who would you rather have then at that year, Tua or Jalen?
It was Tua.
And so you picked Tua, you threw him away. And
I
then
did not throw Jalen away.
He went to Oklahoma. And
because that entire spring was a quarterback battle for the century, and we never knew until it was game one, and we all thought, if it's Tua, Jalen's going to leave. He didn't leave till a year later.
I think they both get to claim him.
He was committed to this school. He gave us all he had for 3 years. Graduated, his degree says from the University of Alabama, he's our guy.
I think they both can say it.
You can claim a fourth of him.
No. If he would have stayed as a backup, he probably wouldn't be in the NFL, though.
That's true.
So Alabama could have cost him his career.
No.
You could say. You just said that's true. If he would have stayed, he would be a backup for 2 years to Tua. He ain't get drafted. When did he get drafted?
Second round.
Jalen did? Yep. Is he getting drafted if he doesn't go to Oklahoma?
I think, yes, he still is.
Man, maybe. I don't know. Because, I mean, that's the other way you can look at it. Getting weird videos on my... sent to me. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. Because you could argue that Alabama almost
kept
him from getting drafted.
You can argue Oklahoma, but that's... No. He was going to get drafted before Tua came in.
Well, this weekend before the NFC Championship game, let's fire it up on Twitter. Do a little poll. Let's see.
These hooligans don't care about that.
They don't care, but they'll vote. They'll vote on anything.
They're not informative voters.
That doesn't matter.
They'll say, Angel likes this, so I'm going to vote against him.
I don't think
they know I'll see
you.
It on Twitter.
I don't think
they'll make
they
my weekend
you.
Bad.
Would it make your weekend bad? Does it matter?
It would be a little hurt. A little hurtful.
I get what you're saying. And I'm using the player retirement thing. If I played in the NFL for 10 years and then I went 1 year to another team and went to the playoffs with them, like, does Minnesota get to claim Brett Favre?
No.
Not really.
If Peyton didn't win a Super Bowl with Denver,
if he didn't,
he's a Colt.
I would say that plus the stats. Like, he broke records, and they were deep in the – they won the AFC West 4 years in a row with him. They went to two AFC championship games. They went to two Super Bowls. And, I mean, he broke a ton of records, and then they won one. So you packed that big punch. Now, if Peyton would have came to Denver and was good, but they were a wild card team and they got knocked out in the first round, then the next year, maybe they won the division, but then they got knocked out. Then the next year, maybe they go to the AFC Championship, got knocked out, and then didn't win a Super Bowl the fourth year. Then I would say we probably would just say this was fun, but it was not really greatness. And, you know, if Manning wanted to retire as a Bronco and a Colt, that's up to him, and we're probably not going to fight it. But whatever. Now Broncos fans fight for it. They're like, yeah, he was a Bronco. He did some of the, he had some of the best years of his career with the Broncos. So I get where you're coming from. I guess because Brett Favre was pretty good with Minnesota. They went to the NFC Championship, didn't they?
I have to ask Brian.
I think they went to the NFC Championship with him and they lost. I think that's as far as they went. So can Minnesota say that, you know, Brett Favre was our guy? He was a rental. So was Jalen Hurts really just a rental for Oklahoma?
No. Or for Oklahoma, yes. He was absolutely a one-year rental.
Yeah.
Everyone knew that.
You were so ready to argue with me. You were just so you were saying no even though I didn't say anything yet.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I'm kind of agreeing with you.
Alabama did not rent him.
I'm kind of agreeing with you.
Because it just makes sense.
It makes more sense that he's more Alabama.
It's 3-1.
But
you can claim Oklahoma for a little bit, but everyone knows where you got your start.
When he graduated from Alabama.
Exactly.
I tend
and when he posts videos on his social media or if he's showing up to practice,
there's going to be more footage of Alabama.
He's wearing an Alabama shirt.
There's going to be. He got drafted. Now, listen, had he not gone to Oklahoma, I don't know that he gets drafted. Certainly don't. I don't think he gets drafted in the second round because he puts more tape on out there. But the bulk of his tape, because he did 2 years with Alabama as a starting guy,
yep,
and then lost his job in the national championship game because he got hurt, right? And Tua came in. Is that how
he
that
didn't
worked?
Get hurt, but
he just kind of got benched.
He got benched.
He got benched the third year, right? And then the fourth year.
No.
Am I okay?
He had 2 years as a starter. He was started as a freshman and sophomore.
In that second year, he got benched in the national championship game.
Yeah. So okay. It was his junior year to his sophomore year.
Okay. And then his third year, he waited it out to see if maybe he could beat him out or if there was an injury.
Right.
Saban did some fancy moves.
It was that whole four-game redshirt thing.
Yes.
And he played in the last – he played against Auburn, and that was his fifth game, so he got to keep his full year.
So then he transfers out, and he played one full season with Oklahoma?
Yep.
I see. I can see why you could both are claiming him. Is Oklahoma tweeting about him, saying that he's our guy?
Oklahoma fans.
Oh, just the fans. But Alabama did a full-on, like, their school did a tweet, didn't they, their football program?
Yeah, they said he's the first Bama quarterback to win a playoff game since, I think, Stabler.
And what are the responses to that tweet?
Yes. This is true.
There's no negatives? It's just, you're right.
Well, it's not like he never went there.
No. Just.
Do you need more videos?
Yeah, just stuff about the station. It's inside, it's behind the curtain stuff. Yeah, just funny. It's just funny stuff. First Advantage text line 888-530. What was it like having Tanner back in the mix after being gone for like 18 weeks? It felt like
it was normal, but it definitely felt a little different. I got used to seeing Brian across from me. And then I got to switch it back to Tanner.
Yeah.
So it's a little like, it's almost a little sad because me and Brian, we started something there. We got that chemistry going.
Oh,
which is
so now Tanner's like odd man out.
No, because Tanner was the one that brought me here.
But you.
And then
but
he left.
You.
And then me and Brian got close, and now Tanner's back, and it's, oh, I got to.
So Brian, it was like Brian was your Tua, and now Jalen Hurts is trying to get back into the mix.
That's a very good analogy.
You're Nick Saban over
if
there.
If you can make it relate to me in football sense,
especially
I'm going to get
it.
Yes.
So you're Nick Saban back there. And, you know, Tanner was Jalen Hurts. He was sensational forever.
Solid starter.
But,
good to go.
You know, Tanner got sick or something. And then Brian comes in, rips it apart, and takes over, and then goes crazy. So he's Tua. Tanner takes a vacation and comes back. And now you got a decision on your hands.
That's fairly accurate.
Brian and Tanner are Tua and Jalen. How about that?
They have to campaign for my vote.
They can be Tua and Jalen. I'll be Mahomes. 16 minutes after 16 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Have the laughs, man.
Angel's fired, man.
Oh,
Angel's
no.
not our morning producer.
Angel has the voice of an angel because he is Angel.
It's hard to factually argue with that.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's no producer.
You
of
can
mine.
Gladly wake up Micah at 5:30 tomorrow.
Don't break up, you guys.
What happened with Jalen. Then he went to Oklahoma.
Alabama fans cannot claim Jalen Hurts.
They kind of can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, they
can
more than Oklahoma.
That would be like Ohio State
Explain
fans
to me
claiming
why.
Joe Burrow, right? You start your career there, that's fine. But you got rid of him. You decided
if
that...
You got to make a decision, don't you?
Yeah, and you made one, and you said, okay, you're my garbage now, Jalen Hurts. We're going to go with Tua. And when you make that decision, you can't claim Jalen Hurts anymore.
Yes, you can.
All I
when
know
he
is
was
I'm
the
Patrick
starter
Mahomes
for 2 years,
and,
you took him to two national championships.
Sucked.
What? That you're?
I would rather be Jalen Hurts than Tua, though. By a
it's
million.
Just a,
well, right
it's
now,
a analogy.
A yeah, it's a good
They're
analogy
not actually
for
Jalen
that
Hurts.
Situation. Yeah, no, you're Tanner Schwint, no. Newly engaged Tanner Schwint.
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations.
Thank you. One of my 18 weeks off, apparently.
Gone forever. Did it not feel like he was gone for 4 years?
It was 7 years.
I think it's proven that Tanner is like part of the structure of this station.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Not just like your presence here, it's calming and supportive, but
yeah.
also like the actual structure of our building is held together with Tanner's spirit.
You have become Micah now.
What did you guys smoke before you started this hour?
It wasn't what we smoked, it was what we sniffed.
There's that cocktail sauce.
Dude, you ever ate shrimp cocktail?
No, I heard
you
guys talking about that and it sounded spicy and scary and no. And somebody threw it in the bathroom trash. Was that you?
No,
was that Angel?
No.
It was Brian.
It's got to be Brian.
He's
right?
the one that didn't like the shrimp.
I didn't know what it was. Well, there was just two pieces in there.
Yeah,
so
it was the shrimp tails.
It was the tails, and it looked like, at first glance, it looked like half a finger and a fingernail, like a red pan. I'm like, what has happened? Oh, that's the things that they were talking about.
Yeah.
It wasn't the full-on shrimp. He ate it.
Right. The shrimp
but it was
delicious.
The tail of it or whatever.
Our boy Lyle Smith Graybill hooked us up with some shrimp cocktails.
It was good?
It was delicious.
Like, really? Like, Lyle's not listening right now.
No, it was delicious.
Okay.
I loved it.
That was really nice.
And no, my fiance was not drunk when I proposed.
Did she know it was coming?
I think so. She was starting to get hints about it. And I don't know, traditional old school. I don't know what you want to call it. But it was none of her say on when I did it or what the ring looked like or anything like that. I told her from the beginning, when this happens, it's going to be my decision. And I could tell she was getting her hopes up the first night that we got there. So I looked at her and said, there's no way in hell it's happening on this trip. Probably not the greatest idea. But I did it. And then it started World War III about when I was going to, if you don't know after 3.5 years and you don't know this and that. I'm like, can we talk about this when we get home?
Knowing ruin the trip day one.
Like knowing like 4 hours.
Good thing you did plan to do it then.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have said that if I didn't. But knowing four hours later I was going to do it, it was a magical moment.
Wait, didn't she bring it up, though? Didn't she bring it up before you said, no way it's happening? Didn't she say, aren't you going to be asking me something at this point?
She just, I caught on to her suspicion. She thought she was being sneaky. And like ask, what are you most excited for on this trip? And my answer,
like margaritas.
Pina coladas. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I said. I think I may have drank them out of pina coladas down there. I'll tell you what, there's a shortage in Mexico.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, I know you figured you'd be real surprised by that. 10 a.m. pina coladas, man. But no, it was awesome.
No, it probably wasn't 10 a.m. It was probably,
I wasn't out of bed.
That's true. Yeah. You weren't up before 10.
No. No, it, the two-hour difference, man. It was, party until 2 a.m. their time and sleep until 2 p.m.
So you got it done.
It was great. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I guess I didn't realize in my head that as soon as I did it, wedding preparations had to start happening.
You're not going to be involved in that, are you?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I know.
Take it from me. Just don't. Because I didn't do
it. Just be there.
I didn't just show up, and that's it.
See,
happy wedding day,
everybody. I'm not like that.
Oh, that is what are you going to prepare for? What color flowers
you
want?
We're inviting. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I did that.
That is the...
Because, I mean, I had to make sure my dad got invited.
Which of the cows are going to be able to make it?
Yeah. Where is it taking place at? Is it going to be in Colorado, or are we going to do...
I'm assuming I'd be invited.
I would assume.
So I'm hoping it's in Colorado.
I don't think...
But I know, I realize I only get about 8% of the say.
8%?
So... I do realize that.
Alabama can claim 8% of Jalen Hurts.
I want to claim 8% of your
yeah,
wedding.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've
got such a big family, man. I've got such a big family.
Well, you have more cousins than anybody in the history of the world. You wished your cousin a happy birthday today on the show, and I'm like, he'll just do the same thing tomorrow.
No, there's some I don't
And
care.
Wednesday.
There's some I don't care. There's some cousins I don't give a damn.
But they all have a birthday every single day of the year.
We could probably mark a lot of. Well, my mom comes from a family of 14. My
so are you doing a big one? Like,
see, that's, and I don't
400 people?
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I want a small wedding. And then if we want to have a big reception here, then that's fine.
Here?
Yeah.
Not do it here.
Sink works great. That was the video that Brady got. Our sink is backing up.
Sink,
honestly.
And then the chair is sinking. So
yeah.
Sink is the theme of the day.
I didn't have that.
It's not doing it now, but when I was finishing up, my eyes were peeking up at Angel. Just, that's it. It's all I could see was my eyes from the desk.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I planned like who I was inviting
right.
and stuff on my side. And who was my groomsmen and flower girls. Like, that was about it for me.
How many groomsmen did you have?
I had four.
Yeah. I think I'm going
to
be around.
But I could have done a little bit more, but my wife, she's, you know, I was a small town.
To get to three, man.
I was a small town kid, so I had, everybody knew everybody, so I had like eight best friends,
right.
plus my brother, plus her brother.
Right.
So I wanted to have like six, and she's like, I only have like four people that I really want to be, what do you call it, bridesmaids or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, that's fine.
See, that,
care about my friends that much.
And that sort of stuff is already, I didn't realize how instantaneous it was. Like, as soon as you got engaged, as soon as we landed, she's like, well, we need to look at venues. We need to look at the... And I was like, what?
Yeah,
it's
changes.
Not a three-year engagement.
Maybe.
Hopefully not.
No, I don't think it will be. But we did get engaged on Friday the 13th.
Oh.
I thought a lot about it, and I'm like, that stuff doesn't scare me. So
That's one unique thing.
It was in Mexico, so it only applies there.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you're also now citizens of Mexico.
No, we're not.
Well, if you get engaged there, aren't you citizens of Mexico?
No.
Pretty sure.
I do want to get married on Friday the 13th, though. But I won't do a Friday wedding. That sucks.
Why not?
Friday weddings are weird. Because you don't want to have... You want to do a Saturday wedding, I think.
I think we did Saturday.
We realize everything that we're saying right now, none of it's going to happen because she's going to be in control of it. But
true.
I do like the Friday the 13th
thing. Does she want to have it in Colorado or out of Colorado? She does?
She wants it in
Well, then
Colorado.
It's happening in Colorado.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. She's got the say. She's
no,
the...
No, not on this one.
Not Is it going to be one. Out of the country?
No. Hell
oh, good.
No, I'm talking far enough away where...
Like Wyoming?
Tanner you're talking to,
far
right?
Far enough away that the people... That...
Oh, you first told me you were doing it out of the country.
Oh, no, I wanted to get married.
I already
in
told you I was busy that day.
I wanted to get engaged on Christmas and get married in Mexico. I just wanted to
Oh, you just wanted to do it and get it over
with. Yeah, and then we'll have a hell of a party
that
when we get back to Colorado.
Sad.
We'll have a great party when we get back, but I don't know. There's
so
lot,
what
lot
where
parts.
Are you wanting to get married?
Far enough away where the fringe people who may come even if it's here won't come.
The who people?
The fringe people.
Oh, they said French people. I was like, you have cousins in France, too? Good God.
I hate the French.
Family got around. They were everywhere.
Mostly just Eastern Colorado.
So, out of state, but like Oklahoma, Tulsa, something snazzy like that.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts' alma mater.
So, Wyoming? What, Montana?
No, not
North?
Really. No, South.
Canada.
South, somewhere nice.
Texas.
Yeah.
Summer or fall?
I think she wants a summer wedding.
Okay, good.
So Texas in summer.
Okay, this is...
I will be sweating.
I don't know what
I know,
this is.
Again, 8%.
Would you rather be sweating or miss a football game on a weekend?
No, we're not doing it during football season. We're not doing it during football season.
Dude, let me just... At my cousin's wedding, the church in there, mm-hmm. the AC went out. Okay. I was sweating so bad, and I was a groomsman, and I'm up there, and I was drenched, and it was just the worst thing in the world. And at one time, I'm like, took my tux and went, so don't.
No, ACs. It's not going to do that.
Air conditioning.
So we went on a trip to Arizona a couple years back, and we went to a winery, and they also do wedding events and stuff like that in Arizona. And I kind of mentioned it then that would be pretty cool. And so that's come up a couple times. But if they won't let us bring in outside alcohol, I don't think everybody just wants to drink wine all night. So we talked about that. I don't know what the hell. My brother's girlfriend runs a wedding venue in Estes.
There you go.
And you know, we've talked about it. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
No.
Yeah.
That's
8%.
Just let Brady plan it.
Since you began dating her, mm-hmm. and then, of course, now are engaged while you worked here and were friends with me, I pretty much was responsible for it.
Not even in the slightest.
Kind of, though. No. Probably.
No.
I would say so.
Did you introduce them? Or?
Yeah, kind of. In a roundabout way.
You know what I hate is that you're probably right on that.
I didn't introduce you.
I know, but KFK did.
Exactly.
So I started working here when I was 18.
Uh-huh.
And I pitched the idea of softball, high school softball. So my freshman year of college, she was a senior at Eden.
Doing softball?
And she was the player of the game. And that's the first time I met her, was she was the player of the game and came up and did an interview.
You're welcome.
Me. We went on one date. She ghosted me for 3 years and then all of a sudden reached back out. So, kind of. No.
So, it should be more than
8%. Because of Brady, she reached back out.
Yes. No. You don't know that.
I do know that.
Things happen.
I will give you a 1% say in the wedding.
You know what? I went high and I got a percent. I didn't think that'd be anything.
I think you'd probably get 4.
You think so?
No.
Let's talk to Jenna.
Because now
Jenna
now,
would probably not give me anything, like negative 18%.
She's got, if we were 50-50, now she's got 50, I've got 49, and you've got 1, and now we're not the controlling partners.
Well, I could talk to Jenna and be like, I'll support all of your ideas and work on Tanner throughout the day at work.
At least
she might say, hey, I'm gonna give you a bigger percentage.
Are you going for more
that?
Percentage than Tanner on this?
Well, not. I wasn't at first. I was fine with my 8%, but now I want to be in on this.
Now,
totally like Michael Scott and Phyllis' situation.
Here. Yeah. No, it's...
Well, he wanted to be like a part of the wedding and be... Yeah. He wanted to walk her down the aisle and everything.
Yeah.
I won't ask for that because she has a dad and
she
stuff.
Does.
But,
dad.
You know.
Yeah, no. You can...
If you can't make it...
I don't know if I want to...
I'll be around.
I don't even know if I want to give you 1% now. Because if you do go to Jenna, and get another
now
percentage.
That I'm in, I've got a percentage here. Now I can start working my way up.
You might have a higher percentage.
Really?
Not in the planning, but involvement.
Oh, I don't want to do anything.
No.
I just want to plan. Like, here's some ideas.
Extra set of hands here.
Yeah.
Brady, can you set the tables up, please?
Are you inviting all the cousins?
That's why I want it away from Colorado, because I feel
it's going to be an Estes Park.
I don't think so.
I'm just predicting.
Yeah, let's get the money line on that. Let's get some odds out on where's Tanner's wedding going
to
be at.
We'll give her that podcast she's always been wanting.
She does want a bachelor podcast.
I can make that happen. She wants to talk about the bachelor.
That's another thing, bachelor party.
Right.
Where are you going on that?
I don't know.
Brady gets like a lot of percent for that, right?
Well, I guess we do have an inn over there north of us here, so...
Why am I not? Oh,
yeah. It's the whole show.
Yeah, it's the den.
Half our listeners will be there. So you won't have to worry about friends being around. They'll be there for you.
It's kind of a given. My brother will be my best man. We already kind of talked about it and had been talking about it. And he goes, I really don't want to be your best man. I'm like, that's really encouraging to hear, dude. I appreciate that.
Means
story.
He's perfect for it.
Right. Well, he's like, he doesn't want to give a speech. That's it. He goes, the rest of it, I don't care. He goes, I just don't want to talk. And I'm like, yeah. Because the adage, I guess, in our family is that Tori was a late talker. He didn't start talking, but I knew what he was saying. So I started talking for two and never stopped, and it led me to a career in radio.
So am I honorary best man? That's
assistant.
I didn't
to
hear
the
half
best
of what
man.
You said.
Assistant. To
I was
the
just
best
thinking
man.
Of where I.
I'd be assistant best assistant to the best
I
man.
Stack up. Because I can handle all the talking.
Although you don't like getting up in front of people and talking.
No,
it's
I really
the
don't.
The most bizarre thing in the world.
I don't. I'm very awkward.
Sits here and talks to thousands of people on the radio every single day. And then when he's like, hey, Brady, give us like a 5-second deal, he's like, Tanner's my guy.
Tanner, I've just gotten lazy over the years.
I don't even think it's that.
I was better, and then you came along, and I'm like, just you do it. You do it, all right? I don't want to do it. I don't want to do
People
it.
People still get us confused. So,
well, congratulations to
Thank you.
I'm glad you're, you know, you're engaged and
Mysterio
you're happy.
Can finally get off my back.
Yeah, you had some listeners texting about that all the time.
Yeah, Mysterio, I don't know what his deal was.
They want you to get married.
And he was still giving me crap about it, like that it still took me too long. I'm like, dude, you got to find new material now.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think he'll.
Personally, it's like it's whenever you're ready.
It was 3.5 years.
Yeah.
I don't think that's.
I don't think it's unreasonable.
No, I don't think so either. Now the engagement's going to be 4 years.
You're going to be in your mid-30s by the time it happens.
I'm only 25. That'd put me at 29.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, it could be longer. Who knows?
That is true.
All right, man. Well, congratulations to you. Sean Payton's not coming to Denver.
Yes, he is.
Not fiscally responsible.
I think you were very concerned that this is a real possibility.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. And you know I'm going to rub that one in your face.
Jerry Rosberg.
I wouldn't be mad.
Well, you heard my plan. Jerry Rosberg, take Yujiro Everett under your wing for the next 2 years, and then he's the bridge guy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Sean Payton and then keep Everett as DC, find an OC, and keep Jerry Rosberg as a special teams coordinator.
You said, Chris, well, I told people you had big news. I said you bought some cows and stuff earlier.
Yeah. No, I'm engaged.
Yeah. He said, Chris says, congrats to Tanner. I wonder what the dowry is. 40 years ago, I ponied up a bull and 2 heifers. Best deal I ever made.
No, so I did not have to give up any cows.
Gave up the real news and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I did not have to give up any cows.
Okay. All right.
I have to keep them for her because she loves them now.
Well, she's a farmer now or a rancher or whatever.
She's such a city girl. We're getting her broken in, though.
Yeah, well.
That's probably not politically correct.
Probably not. On that note, let my chair sink and let's get on out of here. 35 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. It's going to be an exciting weekend, an exciting football weekend here as we look forward to the NFC and the AFC championship games. I mean, Angel, on paper, it's fine. It's exciting. I mean, as much as I liked the Daniel Jones story and even the Trevor Lawrence story, I'm not ready to see them in the Super Bowl yet. So either way we slice this, I think you're getting a Super Bowl matchup that you kind of thought you might get, just in a little different way. But we kind of thought the Niners would be here. We kind of thought the Chiefs and the Bengals or the Bills, one of those teams would be here. I guess the only big shocker is that maybe Green Bay underachieved and Dallas and such, but San Francisco, Philadelphia? Yeah. I mean, this is a good one. I'm very excited to see this. And we just keep waiting for Brock Purdy to fall off the edge here, and it just hasn't happened. Does it happen against the Eagles this weekend? I'm not sure.
I don't think Purdy had a great game yesterday.
No, but he did enough. You know, he did just enough.
But is that what you want from your projected starter going forward?
How old is he? What year is this for him? Because, again, you have to weigh that and say, okay, can he get better? Is this somebody that we can really?
He's 23.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's playing in some monster games. He doesn't have to be perfect in these games. He just has to try to find ways to get some critical throws. He had that George Kittle throw that he had where Kittle just bobbled it a little bit. Throw was there, though. That was a good throw. Led him a little bit too far, but that was a good one. He did enough. And the Cowboys, Dak Prescott looked bad. I mean, if you're telling me that, you know, I don't have to pay this guy that much right now, and you look at what the Cowboys are paying Dak Prescott, man, the Niners are in great shape. I don't see the Tom Brady thing. I just don't see it, man. You made it to the NFC Championship game. Couldn't you see the Niners just run this thing back next year? You got Christian McCaffrey now for a lot longer than just halfway through the season, so you can really start to work on that offense and what you're thinking. But so far, what, 8 games with Brock Purdy now? And we haven't seen that many cracks with this guy. Does he keep it going against Philadelphia, though? That'll be the big question. And then on the other side, it's Kansas City and Cincinnati, a rematch from last year. So two great quarterbacks, one who's already an established great quarterback with Patrick Mahomes, who has a Super Bowl. Now he's got the high ankle sprain. Is he going to be hobbling on that thing going up against Cincy this weekend? That will be a big one. If he can't be, if he's not 100% and can move around, then you just wonder what that's going to mean for Mahomes. Not that he runs all over the place, but he scrambles in the back, out of the pocket, in and out of the pocket, moving around, and not being able to pivot and cut and do all that stuff could be difficult. I don't know how long does a high ankle sprain last. They're usually pesky to get rid of, aren't they? He's going to be feeling pain and discomfort this weekend for sure.
Absolutely. You can do as much icing, treatment, whatever throughout the week, but you're not practicing on it. You're not playing game speed on it. So when you go out there Sunday, it's going to be cold. It's going to be painful and probably just get some painkillers and hopefully adrenaline kicks in quickly, but that's going to be a hard thing to go through.
And the Bengals are playing just really good right now. You know, the way they beat the Bills, man, they go up quickly in that game, up 14-0, and Joe Burrow, 242 yards, two touchdowns. Again, wasn't perfect for him, but was really good. You got the run game going with Joe Mixon. You had all of your key receivers making big plays and tight ends. Hayden Hurst with his touchdown. Ja'Marr Chase with his touchdown. T. Higgins, though, who's the number one almost on 75% of the rosters out there, he had three receptions, 28 yards, but they were critical catches, too. So Cincinnati just took it to Buffalo. Maybe the biggest upset of the playoffs so far. Not that necessarily the Bengals beat the Bills, but the fact that they beat them by 17 points. That's a big deal. The Chargers losing to the Jags is not like a major upset. There wasn't a lot of major upsets. I mean, the Giants beating the Vikings, still the Vikings going to do Vikings things still, right? That's just kind of who they are. But I think the fact that the Bengals beat the Bills the way they did, to me, is the biggest upset. Not that they won, but the biggest upset, because the Bills were 5.5-point favorites.
Well, it was almost just a foregone conclusion that it was going to be Bills Chiefs in Atlanta.
Yeah,
the ticket sales and all of that, it was always going to be, it's going to be these two teams. And Joe Burrow and the Bengals, they keep getting left out. And it's understandable because everyone thought last year was a fluke.
Yep.
They're not this good. They are this good. They are one of the up-and-coming teams in the AFC. And you got to beat them now.
They're not even
going up against the Chiefs, who they beat the last three times.
Yeah, they're not even up-and-coming now. It's established. Now that they made it to the AFC Championship 2 years in a row, Joe Burrow has arrived, and again, has he arrived as a Super Bowl champ? Not yet, but he's arrived now as a legitimate top-tier quarterback in this league, and the Bengals are a top-tier team in this league. You know, it's if you were just looking at next year, the favorites to represent the AFC, Chiefs, Bengals, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, like you're still saying those are the teams to watch out for. The Bengals are now there. I said at the beginning of the season, I remember we sat in here for Good Morning NoCo, and we talked about teams with the biggest chip on their shoulders. And I sat right in that chair over there, Angel, and I said the Bengals have the biggest chip on their shoulders because nobody believes in them. They think it was a fluke. They think that Joe Burrow's whatever, he's fine, but he's not like this monster quarterback yet. And last year was just a fluke. That the Chiefs, maybe all the stress and craziness from that Bills game, they just couldn't duplicate that. And whatever, the Bengals caught him at the right time. And so the Bengals took that to heart. They had a chip on their shoulder. They had a chip on their shoulder before Buffalo, before that game, because they were selling tickets to the neutral site for Chiefs Bills. And I get it. They had to do that. They had to get them ready. I understand that. But the optics of it look strange for the Bengals. So I said at the beginning of the season, this is the team with the biggest chip on their shoulder. And they have played like it all season long.
That spread for that game is even right now.
Oh, my goodness. How can you not be excited about these matchups, man?
Eagles, 2.5-point favorites at home.
All going to be good. I'm telling you, man. You're here. I know the Broncos aren't in it. I know your Dolphins aren't in it. I know Brian's Vikings aren't in it. But as far as an out-of-market Super Bowl, this is a win-win no matter what happens this weekend. Because if it's Bengals and Eagles, awesome. If
it's young quarterbacks dueling it out.
Yeah. If it's Bengals and Niners, awesome. The Niners have proved it. Like, the Brock Purdy thing doesn't bother me enough to go, oh, well, this is a good enough team where it's not a flash in the pan kind of deal. This is a good enough team that got here. So that would be awesome. Chiefs, Eagles. Yeah. Chiefs, Niners.
Andy Reid Bowl.
Yes. Absolutely.
Super Bowl rematch.
There's a story there. Chiefs, Eagles. All right, Angel. What does the NFL conspiracy prediction chart tell us?
It is hard to say because the script we had planned was thrown out the window and thrown in a trash fire.
Yep. They got new writers last week, I think.
We're currently working on getting our new writers established. We're getting them caught up. They're watching the entire season up to this point.
They're not even NFL fans.
Right. They're just completely unbiased, neutral people, don't even know what football is. So we're catching them up on that, and they're going to have a script out probably, hopefully, by Wednesday.
Just to predict maybe what they're going with. Why wouldn't the Eagles Chiefs be there? Because it's Andy Reid. Is it going to be all about Andy Reid for the Super Bowl?
You're leaning Eagles. I'm leaning 49ers. I like the Eagles. I just don't think they're going to finish this.
Boy, it's going to be tough. What's the best story now? We've talked about that throughout the course of the playoffs. Is it the Bengals? It kind of feels like it's the Bengals right now. Us against the world.
That sets up for a Chiefs win.
Yeah, it does.
That sets up for a Chiefs blowaway win.
Maybe. But now that Mahomes has the high ankle sprain, although that sets up as an interesting story.
Because he's apparently superhuman.
Battling through the flu game, just like Michael Jordan. Only the high ankle sprain game. Not as catchy to say. It's going to be fun. We are in store for something really fun. I'm excited about it. All right, when we come back, let's get to what's on the tube tonight and closing thoughts. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Lemons Heating and Cooling, they'll deal with your heaters, they'll deal with your air conditioning, duct cleaning. They're an HVAC contractor in Greeley. Free estimates available at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. Call them at 970-567-0798. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Is there anything on tonight? There's nothing on tonight, Angel? We got no Nuggets, no Avs, who the Avs have been kind of on a tear lately. No college hoops. No local college hoops is what I'm saying. No football. First Monday night without football in a while.
Yeah.
That's tough. There's nothing?
Nothing.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
Read a book.
What's that?
It's
like about football?
Yeah. That could be related.
Go through withdrawals here, man. I'm telling you, I probably watched more than I've ever watched before. I don't know. Between the NFL and college football, I'm getting more addicted to all of it lately. I don't know what it is. I used to not be a big college football fan before I started doing this show.
I used to not like NFL.
And now look at you. You don't have time to watch Cobra Kai rerun anymore.
Oh, I always have time.
Stay up late.
Always.
You're going to do Jerry Maguire. There's a lot. I got to warn you, though. A lot of sappiness. It's a love story mixed in. There's a lot. Because Renee Zellweger is in it with Tom Cruise. So there's a little bit of a love story there.
I don't know. Can I take Tom Cruise seriously in a non-action hero role?
He runs in it, if that makes you feel
better.
I know that.
He runs in everything.
Duh.
It's Tom Cruise.
Yes.
If he's not hanging off
sports,
a building or jumping out of a plane.
You'd like it. You'll like it. I think. All right. Closing thoughts then, since there's nothing on TV tonight, apparently, to watch something else or, as Angel said, read a bouquet or whatever that is. I'm not sure. We'll give it a shot. Closing thoughts. Let's just summarize this with the Broncos. Are they going to hire Jerry Rosberg? Is that a realistic thing? That sure seems like we're leaning maybe there as far as top candidate. Sean Payton's still there. Obviously, nothing's changed there unless the Cowboys make a move. Dan Quinn certainly still in play. We'll see. But if we find out soon that McCarthy's gone, Sean Payton's on the flight to Dallas whenever. He'll leave the interview in the middle of the interview with the Broncos. And is there something brewing between Bones Highland and this coaching staff for the Nuggets? Trade deadline, as Angel said, is 2 weeks away. We'll talk about all that coming up on Tuesday's show. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.